With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
The Federal Reserve is expected to signal it could cut its key interest rate twice this year. That's the same forecast it issued in December. Some economists have reduced their forecast for growth this year. Barclays Bank now forecasting growth of just 0.7%. That's down from 2.5% in 2024. Ukrainian President Zelensky says President Putin's vow not to target energy infrastructure very much at odds with reality following overnight attacks.
In Helsinki, Volodymyr Zelensky has been reacting to the news of an overnight barrage of drones by Russia across Ukraine. At a news conference with Finnish President Alexander Stubb, Zelensky says, "Today I will have contact with President Donald Trump. We will discuss the details of the next steps with him." Zelensky adds, "One of the most difficult issues in future negotiations with Russia will be the issue of territorial concessions. For us, the red line is the recognition of the Ukrainian temporarily occupied territories as Russian. We will not go for it." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, a federal judge has blocked President Trump's executive order banning transgender people from military service. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The U.S. District Judge in Washington, D.C. ruled that the executive order to exclude transgender troops likely violates their constitutional rights. She delayed her order until Friday morning to give the Trump administration time to appeal. Plaintiffs' attorneys contend the order violates transgender people's rights to equal protection under the Fifth Amendment, while government lawyers argue that military officials have broad discretion to decide how to assign and deploy service members. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stocks running higher, the Dow up 261 points, the NASDAQ adding 181. This is SRN News. Congress considers another pro-life bill.
It's called the Protecting Life and Integrity in Research Act, which would make it illegal for scientists to carry out research using tissue from aborted babies. Senators John Kennedy of Louisiana and Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi are co-sponsoring the bill. Hyde-Smith says, quote, "There are ethical and scientifically valid ways to conduct fetal tissue research without relying on the body parts of aborted babies. It's an affront to the sanctity of life." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas lawmaker has introduced a bill to change the language in the state's abortion ban, clarifying when exceptions can be made to save the life of the mother. Republican State Senator Brian Hughes authored the new bill. His legislation would still require women to have a medical emergency for doctors to perform an abortion and requires doctors to receive training about this law. This is SRN News. Alabama lawmakers approving a ban on conversion devices that turn semi-automatic weapons into machine guns.
A bipartisan coalition pushed the Alabama legislation after several multiple mass shootings last year. The devices are already banned under federal law, but currently there is no state law that bans them. The Alabama Senate voted 24-2 to accept changes made in the House of Representatives. The bill now goes to Governor Kay Ivey, who called for its passage in her State of the State address. The measure will take effect immediately once it has been signed into law. Rich Thomason reporting.
In San Antonio, two smugglers charged with 53 immigrants who died in the back of a sweltering tractor trailer with no air conditioning in 2022 have been found guilty. Felipe Torres and Armando Ortega, they face up to life in prison. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.